Military Handbook 1022 Alpha, Department of Defense Handbook Petroleum Fuel Facilities, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Section 4. Aircraft Fueling Facilities. 1. How many methods are used for refueling aircraft? 2. Fuel deliveries to a military aviation activity are normally made by tank truck, railroad tank car, barge, or which other method? Pipeline. 3. Petroleum fuels may be supplied to aviation turbine fuel storage tanks by interterminal or which other type of pipelines? Installation. 4. Which type of valves should be provided to reduce pipeline pressures to the design pressure of the facility's piping and equipment? Pressure regulating. 5. Which type of valve should be provided at both the upstream and downstream side of each pressure regulating valve? Block. 6. Which type of meters are commonly used for pipeline receipt? Turbine. 7. Which type of launching and receiving connections are required for interterminal, cross-country, and installation underground pipelines? Pig. 8. Which type of tank should only be provided if pipeline flow cannot be stopped due to pipeline operational requirements? Breakout. 9. Where fuel is transferred to the base fuel system operating tanks from barges or directly from the supplier off base by a pipeline which handles more than one product, pass the fuel through at least how many filtrations? 2. 10. Which type of filter is normally used for removal of fine solids? Micronic. 11. Which type of filter is typically used if a gross amount of particulates is predicted to be present? Cyclonic. 12. What are normally used to remove moderate slugs of water from the fuel? Coalescers. 13. Which type of coalescer is used to remove large slugs of water? HAPAC. 14. Which type of coalescer is typically used to remove very fine particulates as well as some water? Two-stage. 15. Do not locate tank truck or tank car receiving facilities closer than how many feet from buildings, above ground storage tanks, overhead power lines, or public roads? 50. 16. Tank trucks can be as large as how many gallons? 10,000. 17. Which side of the vehicle do commercial tank trucks offload on? Passenger. 18. Provide an electrical design for tank truck and tank car offloading facilities that meets the minimum requirements of NFPA 70, NFPA 77, and what else? NFPA 780. 19. Where tank trucks or tank cars are offloaded into above-ground tanks, provide centrifugal pumps configured to provide automatic air elimination, one for each tank truck or tank car that is to be offloaded simultaneously, at an average capacity of how many GPM? 300. 20. 4-inch diameter by how many foot-long lightweight reinforced vacuum-rated offloading hoses and covered hose storage racks should be provided for each offloading position where tank trucks or tank cars are offloaded into above-ground tanks? 10. 21. Mission and turnaround times will establish the number of fill positions, with how many being the minimum. 2. 22. Locate the refueler loading facility as close as practical or permissible to the location of the aircraft to be fueled, but not less than how many feet from the nearest above-ground storage tank, building, overhead power line, or public road. 75. 23. What is required where filtration is downstream of the pump house and the spur connects prior to the filtration equipment? Filtered lateral. 24. When more than one island is required because of the volume or number of fuel grades to be handled, arrange them in a parallel fashion with approximately how many feet between adjacent sides? 15. 25. Which type of loading of any refueler truck is not permitted? Top. 26. Design all electrical systems and apparatus for use in Class 1, Division 1, Group D hazardous areas in accordance with what, regardless of the type of fuel dispensed? NFPA 7027. Self-closing emergency valves with a how many degree fusible link should be provided for each refueler truck fill stand. 165 degrees Fahrenheit. 28. Relaxation tank or piping configuration should be provided for each refueler truck fill stand with sufficient capacity to retain the maximum flow of the loading station for how many seconds from the time the fuel leaves the last piece of filtration equipment to the fuel reaching the loading nozzle. 30. 29. Low-intensity area lighting should be provided for each refueler truck fill stand in accordance with what? To permit full visibility of all equipment and controls during night operations. API RP 540. 30. Which type of fueling systems are fuel systems that deliver fuel directly into an aircraft and require additional fueling hardware, such as a hydrant hose truck, pantograph, or hydrant hose cart? Direct. 31. Limit the height of the aircraft direct fueling stations for small frame aircraft equipment, including lighting, on the slab to no more than how many inches above the elevation of the concrete pad. 36. 32. Provide a nominal maximum flow rate for each direct small frame aircraft fueling station of how many GPM? 600. 33. How many standard direct fueling systems for fixed-wing small-frame aircraft does the Air Force have? 2. 34. Which type of fueling system is primarily used to refuel Air Force fighter aircraft with engines running along the apron, ramp, or in specially configured fueling areas? Type 4. 35. Which type of fueling system is commonly referred to as in-shelter refueling? Type 5. 36. Aircraft direct fueling stations should be provided a flow rate criteria for each fueling station of 600 GPM or 1200 GPM at how many PSIG nozzle pressure? 45. 37. Large aircraft such as transports and cargo planes can be fueled from which type of hydrant pits? Flush mounted. 38. Fixed long reach pantographs have a maximum reach of how many feet? 135. 39. Which fueling system is the standard hydrant fueling system for large frame aircraft? Type 3. 40. The Type 3 fuel system is sized in 600 GPM increments, up to how many GPM? 2400. 41. Direct fueling systems for helicopters should be provided a nominal maximum flow of how many GPM? 300. 42. Direct fueling systems for helicopters should make the minimum size system 600 GPM with at least how many fueling stations? 2. 43. Turbine-powered surface-effect hovercraft can be fueled on the parking apron with aircraft direct fueling systems. Use 200 GPM maximum fueling rate and how many PSIG nozzle pressure? 30. 44. Provide hard-piped drains when the equipment holds more than 5 gallons of fuel or when a pipe which drains to the product recovery tank is within how many feet? 12. 45. Ensure pressure hose connections between the transfer piping and tank cars, trucks, and vessels conform to what? API Bull 1529. 46. What is the service range for glycerin liquid pressure gauges? 0 degrees Fahrenheit to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. 47. What is the service range for silicone liquid pressure gauges? Minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit to 600 degrees Fahrenheit. 48. What should be required to protect centrifugal pumps unless it precludes meeting the net positive suction head of the pump? Strainer. 49. Which type of contaminants are generally those which are insoluble in fuel? Most common are iron rust, scale, sand, and dirt. Solid. 50. Close tolerance mechanisms in turbine engines can be damaged by particles as small as which amount of the diameter of a human hair? 1/20. 51. What must all aviation turbine fuels pumped into an operating tank pass through? Filter separator. 52. Design and construct horizontal filter separators in accordance with which publication? API Publication 1581. 53. Which class of horizontal filter separators should be used at points where fuel is received from barges, tankers, pipeline, rails, and trucks? Class A, Alpha. 54. Which class of horizontal filter separators should be used in the refueler supply piping, truck receipt piping, supply piping to fuel hydrant systems, and in operating tanks? Class B, Bravo. 55. What are designed to detect water that bypasses the filter separator and provide an indication that the filter separator is not working correctly? Fuel quality monitors. 56. Which type of fuel quality monitors should be provided immediately downstream of all issue filter separators in JP5 systems? Cartridge. 57. How many pumps, at a minimum, should be provided for each aviation turbine fueling system? 2. 58. Which type of centrifugal pumps should be used to pump from above-ground tanks with continuously flooded suctions? API Standard 610. 59. Which type of transfer pumps should not be used in a pit alongside the underground tank? Horizontal. 60. Drive permanently installed pumps by an electric motor which is properly classified in accordance with which publication? NFPA 70. 61. Do not furnish nor install bronze-bodied or which other type of valves in liquid petroleum service? Cast iron. 62. Ball valves should comply with which standard? API Standard 608. 63. Which type of valves should be used to prevent backflow through branch lines, meters, or other locations where runback or reverse flow must be avoided? Check. 64. Provide manually operated valves not specified for remote, automatic, or emergency operation. Use geared operators for ball and plug valves larger than how many inches? 6. 65. Which type of valves must be provided at all subsurface and above-ground piping connections to storage tanks? Block. 66. Because of degradation of flashpoint, ensure that which type of direct fueling systems are not capable of defueling an aircraft back into operating storage? JP5. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.